Basically, the first important protest was on 29th of October, which was against the government, and it was named protest against the government because we kind of thought that people are easier to protest against something than for something, you know. That's why in the title it was against government. There was around 1,000 people, and then on that protest there was also one point which was local, which was the activities of mayor and especially the radars, which was mentioned. And right before the start of the protest, a couple of days before the page, Franz Kangler, the mayor, should resign, and it was gaining likes on Facebook. And they started organizing protests. First was 15 people. We lighted up candles in front of the city hall. Then the next one was first uprising, which was 500 people. But the thing is that the city council was changing the times schedule of the city meetings, you know.
Okay.
Because they were, when the posters were out, for example, for a date and an hour, they would change it on the same day or the next day, an hour before, an hour later.
Just to avoid the protest.
Yeah, for the protest, yeah, to avoid, yeah. So that that day when there was 500 people in the first, at 12 o'clock, there was like maybe 4 or 5 people, 10. And then 500 people came, which was kind of impressive, you know, for the time being. And first eggs started flying, rocks, and then we went for a walk through the city, and we burned one radar. I mean, one of the protesters on the spot burned the radar. And then the next thing was when they were accepting the mayor as a state councillor, where he would get immunity, you know. And at the other square, around 1,500 people get around and went into this place where we blocked the entrance for the mayor to go out, you know, and the eggs were flying, the police were in their gear. That was the day they had to drive the mayor in the police car for his protection. Which basically there was an incident where his in his party, the guy who is a counselor, who is also a 7-time champion in kickboxing, and he came with his friends, you know, and they made an incident, and then they also the stones started flying and everything. So this really pissed off people, you know, because they 20 or I don't know how many electors elected the corruptive mayor to an even higher position. I mean, a position where he could get immunity, you know. But he already had 11 prosecutions in motion.
And for corruption.
What?
For corruption.
For corruption, yeah. No, for different things, you know, using, you know,
okay.
Corruption.
Yeah.
So then there was the second uprising when 10,000 people came, and from the analysis that it was also concluded by some police experts from the field of protests, they even said, some former policemen said that it was an over-exaggerated action from the police which led to the aggression from the side from the people, you know. So there we had a helicopter, first time in the history in protest, tear gas.
The first time?
First time in the history for a protest.
Okay,
we have helicopters on games here in Maribor, football.
Okay, but never for a protest.
Never for a protest. And the tear gas, of course, also first time. It was, of course, a shock for the people. A lot of even children inhaled it, older people throwing up and stuff like that. Then it pissed us even more. And then with the third uprising, and it was even worse, you know. The city hall was burning, stuff was burning on the streets, throwing rocks. 120 people were arrested, 80 or 19 they let go. They are still prosecuting the 30 people which are evidently more than half are really, really have evidence for not being guilty, you know, they just picked up the tree.
Sure.
And then there was the fourth uprising, when our group and other group came to an understanding that we should make peaceful protests. Although the mayor has resigned, we thought, there are people over there. I mean, of course, they are saying they are doing their jobs, but they don't like to be there, so we shouldn't throw rocks at police. Okay, so then we made a kind of a plan to take away people from the city hall, mm-hmm. somewhere else, and we went for a walk. First, we supported prisoners. We went before the prison, 6,000 people cheering up, Then we went in front of the banks. We said, 99 against one. Then we went to that place where they elected the mayor as a state counselor. Then we went before the university, where also nearby is the church, and we spoke something about the connection with the church and the state. It should be separated. And of course, before university, the director of the university spoke on the megaphone.
Okay.
Yeah, so then it was the conclusion. It was peaceful, But the thing is that we put an ultimatum for the city council to resign until next week. If not, shit will happen, But then at the same time, there was the first Slovenian uprising, and in Ljubljana they organized it, and also in Maribor, so it was kind of confusion. What is it? Is it the fifth Maribor uprising? Is it the first Slovenian? It was kind of both in one. But there were two of them. Okay. We saw that people are not responding. We gave them an ultimatum. City council didn't respond. So basically, then started the protests at their homes, at the homes of city councilors.
Okay.
We went to visit around 25 people. We now know that they were very scared, some of them, which is logical. And then it kind of fell down. Then there was the fifth. Then Facebook page made the fifth uprising.
Okay.
And it was 2,000 people. There was no police nearby. It was peaceful, And basically on the last one, which was last week or something, or 10 days ago, there were 200 people.
Okay. Which kind of people this protest involved?
There was mixed. On the second or the third one, and on every protest afterwards, there was mixed people. But before, for example, in the beginning, on the 29th of October, there was 35 plus. There was any young people. It was 1,000 people, a couple of young people. No, they are very different people. There are people who work in private business. They have good business, but they still protest. Maybe even more than those who really don't have anything. They are either afraid or ashamed or something like that, or apathic, hopeless. I don't know. But if, for example, in Maribor, there's approximately 20,000? No, brezposelnih. Around maybe 10,000-15,000 unemployed people, and there are only 200 protesters on the last one against the city council, who is very corrupt, and apparently now we are facing a charge, they're going to prosecute the city, the firm that made the radars,
mm-hmm.
Because it was nullified and stuff like that, and they want to prosecute us for $265 million, which is I don't know how our budget is. I think 100 million for a year. This is 2.5 years. It's strange, people don't really realize when something hits them directly on their pocket, and the radars were directly on their pocket. Although there wasn't any punishment issued, because they were waiting, and it was, you know, they didn't want to put them out because it would make the people more furious, you know. But it seems that they cannot understand the abstract way, you know. 265 million is 2.5 year budget, you know, and they won't go out on the streets. But they did go out on the streets if they wanted, if they got punished by 50 million, 50 euros on their pocket, which is nothing compared to how much we're gonna pay if, you know, they succeed.
Sure. So there is the protest start for a very local issue, but a strong connect with the austerity and crisis.
Yeah, yeah, of course, because Maribor is really is the second largest city, but it's really down. You know, it's people, as I said, this is the highest employment rate here. And the trigger was the radars, but the real reason was the social condition of the society here in Maribor. It's like, in, you know, you need something to go off, you know, and the radars were that thing. I was, in a way, I was sad, you know, that such a trivial thing can make people go on a protest, but he can look at a neighbor who was working 20 years really honestly and hard, and he got laid off the job because one capitalist stole the whole company, you know, and now he cannot pay the bills for electricity, let alone have a full fridge, you know, and they kick him out, and he just goes, okay, you know, about the radars. So that's what, for example, was bothering me. That's why people they don't know how to use the right side of the brain, and I think now that they even don't know how to use the left side of the brain, which makes the definition of the sheep really a correct 100%, you know.